nation of law or laws? Are we a nation of laws or a nation of principles? He said, what's the difference? Well, anytime there's a legislature in play, the possibility of the law being changed is highly likely. And over time, the new laws will encroach on the principles that motivated the original laws. See the book Animal Farm for details on that. Many times we use words which do not communicate accurately or completely the underlying concept. Such is the word law. Our founding fathers stated in the Declaration of Independence the underlying principle of the laws that its government should protect and defend. It says, we hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, and that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. They actually refer to these principles as truths. Truth is the basis for principle. So, being a nation of laws is nebulous, unstable. Being a nation of truth is firm, concrete. Our current representatives in government have perverted the implied meaning of a nation of laws, which was a nation of principle, to mean whatever we passed in the legislature. This attitude is a result of not believing in absolutes. God is the foundation for absolutes. In a moral relativism world, law will morph into any direction that the legislators determine without the constraint of absolute truth and the principles it defines. Such a legislature has firstly removed itself from accountability to God, and secondly removed itself from accountability to the people it represents. This is wickedness before God and man. Such wickedness in government was the motivation for our Declaration of Independence from Great Britain. Such wickedness is our current government. In our current government is the motivation for a new Declaration of Independence and a new government. Revolution 2, will it occur? Who knows? Which would return us to of, by, and for the people.